This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio because it is a Friday and you know what that means, right? We are back with another thrilling edition of the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. Behind the wheel, as always, is our motoring journalist, Pashirwin Naidu. This week, he has been, you know, spending time with two exciting rides from Mercedes-Benz South Africa. First up is the slick and sophisticated Mercedes-Benz CLE 300, a car that is sexy, classy, and guaranteed to turn heads. Then we shift gears into luxury travel with the V-Class. I'm talking about Mavolentia, the V300D, a true hotel and on wheels, that is. And we'll wrap up with Pashirwin's motoring tip and his hot gem of the week. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Pashirwin. How are you doing? And welcome back.
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic and excited. How are you?
No, I'm great. I'm great. I'm also excited since you'll be speaking about one of my favorite cars, which is the V-Class, right? But before I get too excited, Pashirwin, let's speak a bit about, you know, the CLE in terms of the performance. What's it like behind the wheel?
So it was quite a good drive to be fair. I took it to Wombat the past week, and honestly, my word, it really, really is a lovely set of wheels to handle. It had a 2-liter turbocharged 4-cylinder petrol motor, so it had enough kick to it. They did pair it with this hybrid system, so it gives it a lot more boost, a lot more torque, very responsive, strong responsiveness. Virtually there's no turbo lag, very confident, and mind you, those corners were the sweet spot. My girlfriend says skitting. So I was skitting it quite hard in the corners and having too much fun. Very slick, the 9-speed transmission, 4MATIC all-wheel drive, so there's grip at bay. Stability is always assured, and fuel economy wasn't that bad, to be fair, King Bash. I got about 8.6 liters per 100 kilometers. It's okay. I've heard people get about 6 liters on longer. You know, if you put more effort, of course, with myself, it was a bit heavy on the foot, but really, really a beautiful, comfortable symphony of plushness with some sporty flair to it.
All right. Now, let's talk a bit about, you know, design and comfort. You know, how does the CLE, you know, interior and exterior stack up? And does that, you know, justify the price tag, Pashirwin?
All right. Before I hit you hard with the price tag, let's just take a little time to look at the package for what it is. So it was very beautiful, as you can imagine, King Bash.
Yes.
Ours came in red with some cream-colored seats. Definitely good for your side chicks.
Oh, yes.
but an AMG design, bold grille, sleek LED headlights, 19-inch black AMG wheels, tinted glass. It just had that luxe appeal to it. And then inside is where it just really has a lot of hearts, to be fair. The ambient lighting, gorgeous. Bermester 3D sound system, massaging seats, heated and ventilated as well. And there's a lot of safety systems on board. It's powered by the new MBUX system, so I found that system to be very crystal clear, responsive, and easy to use. But definitely, because of the coupe, you know, you are sacrificing some practicality. I got about 420 liters of boot space, so it's definitely not meant for a family. Definitely, it's meant for your significant other, or in that case, your side chick. But let me give you the price tag. So our test unit starts from 1,443,000 rand, with all the added extras, you know, to this glamorous design and car. Came to about 1,789,000 rand.
Sure. Pressure, and I might love my side chicks, but not that much. Oh my goodness, what? Yo.
That's a tough one, man.
All right, it's worth it, but yo, all right, no. let's move on to that. Yo, I need to sweat this out. But nonetheless, let's speak about the V-Class. Now, tell us, you know, more about this hotel on wheels. You know, what you've got planned with this car, this beautiful, beautiful hotel on wheels this weekend.
All right. You know what? I think it is definitely the definition of a rolling hotel suite. It's built for comfort, space, luxury. You step inside, you're welcome with some plush cream-colored leather seats as well. Our unit came in gold, so it had bling on bling, to be fair. But there's even folded out tables for work and leisure, which is what I'm doing right now, man. As I'm talking to you, I'm working and talking. But I plan to just take it on a leisurely trip, man. Maybe somewhere nearby, nothing too hectic. But it's definitely designed for business class levels on the space on the road, perfect for family getaways, group trips, or even if you want to be chauffeured like the president, that's where it would be at. But yeah, definitely King Bush. I think I'm leaning towards the V300D, to be fair.
Wow, man. Now, driving-wise, Prashim, what's it like, you know, just maneuvering this big and bold bus around town?
I found it to be quite cool and fun. Hey, despite its size, the V300D feels surprisingly refined, easy to live with. It comes from a 2-liter turbo diesel motor, so lots of torque, lots of torquey richness, so to say, 174 kilowatts, 500 newton meters of torque. Just perfect for the cruising and lots of safety systems on board. But it rides smooth, cabin stays whisper quiet. Of course, all the luxuries that you could imagine have been thrown into the mix. It's about 2.2 million rand. So, King Bash, I think we got to definitely think quite hard about what we're going to do, man, to get these lovely pieces of metal in the garage.
Most definitely, Prashim. And lastly, man, if you had to, you know, build the perfect two-car garage, would it be these two? I mean, or are you keeping just one? It's a hard, tough decision to make.
You know, I did definitely live the dream for the last week. So I think it's a tough call. The CLE 300 is all about sporty flair and style. The V-Class is just pure practicality and luxury and wheels. So if you're building the dream car garage, I think, and if you're a Mercedes-Benz fan, these two complement each other quite beautifully. But you know me, I'm a Porsche 911 992 yeah. kind of guy. So I would swap the CLE 300, put that in the garage, and then take the V-Class, which would win my heart for sure with practicality and just versatility altogether.
No, it makes sense. It makes perfect sense. Before I let you go, Prashim, can you drop us with the motoring tip and a hot jam of the week to kickstart the weekend?
All right. Thank you, King Bash. So when driving long distances, especially if you're in bigger vehicles like the V-Class, remember to take a break every 2 hours. Fatigue can creep in slowly and reaction times drop quite dramatically when you're tired. So even a quick stop, stretch, grab some water and reset can make a huge difference. And let's end off with a hot jam that I've been cranking up on the sound system this week in all the cars. Tupac, Hail Mary.
Oh, yes. Full of grace. Thank you so much, Prashim. And have yourself a fantastic weekend again. Check you out next week.
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one, as always. And the listeners out there, cheers.
Cheers, Prashim. And that was Prashim and Naidu for full reviews. You know, real-world impressions and expert motoring insights. Do follow him on Instagram at Prashim_Naidu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.